Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. And I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Hey, we're going to have a great show lined up for you. Okay, let's get started with a prayer. Lord our God, remember us even though we are only a few. Protect us from all evil, from all inner harm, Lord, which threatens us every day, Lord. Let your hand be over us so that at last a great power may stream out from your church into the world, Lord, bringing the fulfillment of your promises, Lord. We thank you for all your goodness, Lord. Watch over us, we pray, Lord. Keep us in right spirit and purpose and help us resist all that is wrong and harmful, Lord. Grant that we may serve you and not the world, Lord. Protect us this day and every day, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's get into playing some more music here. Okay. Okay, let's see what we can find here.
but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. My heart was filled with joy that Yahweh gave to me. I've been changed from the old man that I used to be. My life was changed forever when Yahweh found me. He didn't leave me the way that he found me. He didn't leave me to die in my sin, but he left me the Holy Spirit to live with me. He took out all the old things that I did not need. I've a new heart and a new mind and a new song to sing. All because he didn't leave me the way that he found me. He didn't leave me that he found me. He didn't leave me to die in my sin, but he left me his Holy Spirit within. He left me a brand new man.
He didn't leave me. Amen. All right.
On the edge of that sea, the waves are high and the water deep. And at your back and in on me, with chariots and swords. Don't you fear, stand your ground. The Lord's gonna fight this battle. You have only to shut your mouth, believe, and don't get rattled. Watch that man raise his staff, watch that sea divide in half. Your enemy gonna need a wrath when the waves come.
Amen. He has made a way. Okay, can you hear me there, Tony Farrar? Can you hear me? Okay, let me know if you can hear me. Okay, I'm doing a mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Can you hear me? All right. Okay, well, let's get into the message. Okay. The message is God is already at work. In response to knowing the heart of God, we are called to share the wonders of his invisible nature with the world desperate in need of him. God has chosen to use us to reveal himself. He's filled us with the Spirit and empowered us to proclaim the good news of salvation and restore relationship with our Creator. May you discover this week that you were made to share God's heart, and may you find joy and passion in God's longing to use you in powerful and unique ways. God is calling you and me to a lifestyle of joining him where he is already at work. Excuse me. Foundational to a co-laboring with God is acknowledging that he is in a constant pursuit of humanity. There is nowhere you can go that God won't be. There is no one you could talk to whom God doesn't already see, love relentlessly, and have amazing plans for. So sharing God's heart begins and ends with his grace. His grace empowers us to step outside of ourselves and love others and grace. He pursues us even in our sin. Grace sent Jesus to die for us that we might have salvation through him. And it is by grace we receive the free gift of salvation. It is so important to understand God's grace because without it, we work in vain. If we would operate under the perspective that salvation, healing, deliverance, and freedom for others hinges on our ability or our mercy, we will achieve nothing. But when we understand that we are merely carriers of God's heart and fellow recipients of God's lavish grace, we work from a place of power and truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, "This is good and is pleasing in sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth." And Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "It is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." So you are not called to go off on your own into darkness. God doesn't just meet you when you read scripture or spend time with him and then send you off to do his will. He's always with you. He's always available to you. And he's always longs to empower you. So cultivate a lifestyle of seeing where God is at work that you might co-labor with him. Ask the Holy Spirit for eyes to see the way he is pursuing people. Ask him for his heart for your friends, family, co-workers, and those who might only encounter once. God's most likely not asking you to drop everything and move to be an unreached people group right this moment. Instead, he's asking you to be used by him to minister to others you encounter in your daily rhythms of life. So meet God where he already at work today and seek to share his heart with a world that desperately needs to know a God who passively pursues him. So firstly, meditate on the truth that God is already at work. Allow scripture to change the way you see co-laboring with God. And secondly, ask God where he's already at work around you. Ask him to bring to mind a person or a group of people whom you can minister to today. Thirdly, ask him how he is already at work. Ask him for a revelation of what you can do to see his kingdom advance through your life today. Ask him for specific ways you can love others well. Journal his response and pray to receive courage and empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Healing didn't happen in Scripture because if a disciple had a greater level of mercy or compassion, but because the disciple chose to co-labor with God where he was already at work. God is constantly loving, beckoning, and drawing everyone you know to himself. And he will work through you if you seek to join with him in his purpose. If you want to live a life of purpose that has eternal value, you need not look any further than the faces of those you see every day. May you love others as God does. May you show mercy and compassion in response to God's mercy and compassion. And may God's kingdom come to earth around you today as you minister with God. I highly suggest you read Philippians chapter 2. It'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. All right. Well, this brings us to now asking the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some purpose. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something worse, as an addiction to, say, as to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be. See, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Amen. And if you're listening, okay, and you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live. And you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, we got a caller that's pressed the 1 key. Let's bring them on and see what they got to say. 111, you're
hello,
on.
Hello, Kenny. Hello, Kenny. How you doing?
All right. Is this Clay, my brother?
Yes, it is. Just calling in to say hello, dear Kenny.
Well, that's great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm a little bit okay getting out of the weather. My cough is okay now. But how's everybody?
Everybody's doing wonderful here.
That's good to hear there, Kenny. It's good to hear. Have the regulars called?
So far, you're the only caller.
Oh, you're still on that boycott, huh?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, man. I tell you, them guys are something else.
Yes, they are.
I remember when they tried to boycott me. Because they didn't get what they wanted.
Yep. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but you got to love them, though.
Oh, yeah. I do.
They're just sinners like us.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, has your friend called in, Jason?
No, he hasn't called in tonight. Not yet, anyway.
No Gibson, huh?
No Gibson either.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, well, I remember last time. Yes.
They may call in a little bit later. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I remember last time some guy called in wanting to know if you stood for gay rights or something like that, and it turned into he was unsure about his faith, that he had to scare himself to go to God again or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like those type of things don't really work. It's kind of like a psychotic salvation. because they think that the God, the Lord, that he's going to erase your name from the book of life and then put your name back in there and take it off again and put you back, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's just not like that, you know, because God knows who are his. And your name was written before the foundations of the earth.
Yep.
So that means our names are in there.
Yep.
Now to the persons that are reading it to get scared, those people, I'm not sure if they're saved. God might use it to get them saved, but if they're like living like that, then I don't think they're saved. I think they're just like Goldilocks inside the house of the three bears.
Could be.
Because God knows his elect, and his elect know his name and his voice.
Amen.
And, you know, and so no man shall pluck you out of the hands of God. That's what I was taught.
Yep. That's what I was told, too.
So we got to have reinsurance in Christ that we are saved and we live repenting to the day of our salvation. That's what the Bible says.
Yep. That's so true.
So, I don't know where this guy got his philosophy from.
Everybody has their own opinion, okay, you know, of how they interpret their scriptures, okay, you know, that's why you can get a group of 10 people, okay, and 10 people can read the same verse, and 10 people can have different opinions about that verse.
Yeah, they come out with different interpretations, and it's like you got to read the Bible how the Bible read for himself. Sometimes people, when they say God will give you the desires of your heart, people automatically think that God's going to bless them and make them rich, and that's not right. That's not truth.
No.
What it says really is God wants you to have the same mind as him.
Yep.
So your heart, so he'll give you the desires of his heart, not your heart, his heart, and what is good for you. Because sometimes maybe some money that somebody puts in your way, that stuff will make you fall. Money is the root of all evil.
All evil.
Some people's that. That's right.
Yep.
That is right. I got taught that in Timothy Bible College.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise. Hold on 1 second. Candy's coming right by. Hold on.
Okay. All righty. Well.
I'm back there, Kenny.
Okay.
All right. So, how's the weather over there?
It's been really chilly at nighttime. Okay, and but you know, like today it was pretty nice. It was 62 degrees, okay, for the high, okay. But it was a nice sunny day.
That's good, dear Kenny. as good.
Oh, yes.
Good
oh,
year.
Yeah.
Hey, so do you keep in touch with Tony Gagato?
When I get a chance to, he's only having shows twice a month now. Okay.
Two times a month, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Because of his new job he's got, I guess, he can only broadcast every other week.
I heard he's a pizza maker.
No, I don't know about that.
He got hired at a little shop across from his apartment or something like that. That's what I heard.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
There's a pizzeria. Huh.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything like that, but, you know, I mean, who knows? You may have heard accurate news. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard something like that. He was a pizza maker or something. That guy got a voice. That's funny. Sounds like
yeah.
a cartoon.
Well, sometimes I wonder if that's his actual voice, or is he using a voice changer, or using some kind of a voice box, okay?
Yeah.
You know, because he's got an unusual voice.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like a little Mario Brother. All he needs is just Luigi with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
God is good. God is great. God is everything today to day.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hey, I remember hearing you one time talking to a lady. She sounded like she was black. Pastor Wanda.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her?
I haven't talked to her recently. No, I haven't.
She seems like she's up there, you know. She knows her stuff.
Oh yeah, she surely does. She's well versed. She's well versed.
Yeah, she might be ripping scripture here and there.
Oh yeah, she's quick and fast on the scripture. Okay,
yeah.
I gotta say that about her.
If that book was a rifle or a pistol, she'll be one of those cowboys from the How the West Was Won.
I mean, she can quote scriptures now, okay. Probably with some of the best of them, okay.
Oh yes, I was amazed when I was hearing her. I was like, "Wow, Psalms 58, blah 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 blah, John 3:16."
Yeah,
she knows
her stuff. I gotta give her credit for that.
That's right. That's right, Kenny.
Oh yeah, she's
fast.
I would like to have her back on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. Like I said, she calls in every once in a while now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, your show was getting kind of secular for a while.
Yeah, it was. It was all the crazy callers. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they were trying to make you like the next Tony Gaga.
Well, no, I don't want to be. I don't want to be another Tony Gaga. No.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love them fellows though.
Oh,
they need Jesus too.
Oh yes, they do. Well, you know, the way I look at it like this, okay. If you know, I mean, they could be on any other program but mine, okay. And they were picking my program, okay, to come up with this stuff, okay, and they were listening to the whole sermon and listening to everything else. So I mean, maybe something's stuck in there. You know, maybe something, you know, even though they were going on a secular route, okay, maybe something, got it took hold of them, okay, in some way or another.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew. Love them guys to death.
Well, like I said, I don't know if they're boycotting me or I just think they decided just not to call in anymore. Okay. But the way I look at it, that's okay too. Okay, you know. I don't need 25 callers, okay, and all talking about nothing, okay. I'd rather have just a few callers, okay, that wants to talk about God.
Very straight. Hey, can you hold on to real quick? Candy just came here. Let me call you back.
Okay, go ahead, Clay.
All right.
Okay. All righty. That was Clay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. He used to be on Blog Talk with the Free American Radio. Okay. And he's no longer on Blog Talk anymore since he had his strokes. Okay. But, okay, hopefully he'll get back on Blog Talk eventually. Okay. Who knows? All right, well, let's play some music.
Life is full of heartache. Broken dream to leave is not always quite as easy as it seems. But Yah is so faithful, so very true. Broken too.
We got a caller. Let's bring him on. 111. You're on the air. Well, that's the end, that. Okay. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, fear will not hold sway over you. Know this, beloved, that perfect love casts out fear. All fear, timidity, and trepidation will vanish from your life. Not because circumstances changed, but because you have allowed my love, my agape unconditional love, to dominate every transaction and interaction in your life. You need not fear failure in any area when the love that never fails becomes the leading response you choose to have to every unlovely act that others perpetrated against you. Love is the fail-safe place because love never fails. Why would you ever step out of love if a step out of love is a step into tragedy and failure? The secret to an overcoming life is not found in getting over on those who oppose you, but rather through loving them in ways that they cannot control or retaliate against. So go out in your day and love with the love of God every difficult person in your life. Love them on my terms and not theirs. Love is not bowing to every demand or requirement of unruly, ungodly, or unhelpful people. My lordship must come first, but from that position of one under the covering shadow of my love, you will then never be intimidated, cowed down, or held back by foolish, immature actions of those who would think they control what happens next in your life. I will hold them in derision and prepare for you a table in the midst of your enemies, laden with every good thing that you could possibly desire, near or want. That is who I am, and that is who I want you to understand that I am, as you readily, willingly, and with abandon become an instrument of my love to a lost and dying world. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Well, we got another caller. Let's see who this is. Hello? Okay, silliness. Well, I guess I'm going to end the show. Let's end it with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, how great are your goodness and mercy to us on all on earth, who are subject to misery and death. May our hearts be strengthened through your goodness and through the saving power of your nature, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Protect and bless us this night. Lord, may your Spirit help us find your ever-present kindness and mercy, Lord. Praise be your name forever, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a couple callers. Let's see. 111, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you press the one key. You're on the air. Okay. They're not saying anything. One, 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 you're on the air. Richard Hopper is such an idiot. Okay. I'm going to call into a godly show and say that. All right. Oh, well. Okay. I'm going to say God bless you. Okay. I hope you all come back and see me tomorrow night, okay, for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio, okay, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay. Well, we got a couple more callers. Let's bring them back on. One, 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 you're on the air. Okay, well, they're playing games tonight. So, that's it. Have a blessed night, everybody. See you tomorrow night. God bless. Bye-bye.